Hello, everybody. Matt Mantley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. November 3rd, 2022. Thanks for tuning in. This is where you can get all of your Wisconsin sports takes in 20 minutes or less, or your Turner Hall is free. Fuck Live Nation. Get the fuck out. So the Green Bay Packers are losing again, but we will start with the champions, the Milwaukee Bucks. Of course, they're not the current champions. They were a Middleton ankle injury away from meeting in the ultimate finals with Silicon Valley versus cheese curds. And hopefully, I mean, I'd love that matchup this year. It would be really fun. But undefeated as of today, as of the date I stated earlier in the podcast, the Milwaukee Bucks have not lost early in the regular season. They're not really resting people. I like it. I like winning, obviously. Hopefully they're not, you know, these are now, I'm going to go through the ages in a second because I do want to make a point about the window, but you know, we'll see how it plays out. Like I mentioned last week, they are having a lot of games. So, you know, Middleton's still out. There's rumors of his return soon, which will be good. That will be able to get people on the bench a little more, rest a little more, and that's all good because the point is the championship. It's all well and good to feel good right now, and I will. And I will enjoy this because it is really fun basketball. And even without Middleton, they're competing. And that's what you love to see. That's what good teams do. And it's very, very exciting. So everybody's playing at a high level, especially Giannis. And it's just, I'm going to fucking just sit here and give you tropes. And I don't want to be Mr. Trope Man. So they're undefeated. They're playing really well. It's not much to say. And their second best player is out. They're still winning all these games. So let's go through the ages because, you know, I say this, I've said this every year now about the Bucks. Let's just enjoy it. It's phenomenal. Okay. This is one of the best teams that they will ever have in the history of the franchise. We are watching it right now. And it is exciting to watch things, to see things that you know will be remembered. I rip on OJ Mayo and Monte Ellis years. But I'm not going to be saying to my nephew that I saw him. Nobody will care. They're lost. To Todd Day will be lost to the history books. This team is going to stick around forever and ever. They have a chance to win another one. They are the favorites, and they're showing everybody that they're the favorites by being undefeated. So here's why I'm saying it's like, this is the year, you know, this is the year to repeat. This is a good window. It's going to be closing soon. Let's start with the oldest. Brooke Lopez is 34. Now, I want Brooke Lopez to play forever. But of course, it's the old father time Charles Barkley, mamanima. Okay, centers as well. How well do they age? I'll spoil it for you. Not well. Not everybody's Kareem. Kareem did yoga, okay? Kareem did yoga before it was super hips and super expensive, probably. Maybe it's always been expensive. I don't freaking know, but I don't think Lopez is doing yoga. He's kind of a quirky guy, but Kareem was one of the best and played to like 41, and centers just do not age well. So I, you know, maybe a year. You know, this is maybe just a couple of the last seasons we'll get of him. And Chris Middleton is 31. So again, I think of them as a combo. We just had a little bit of a Middleton injury thing last playoffs. Sorry to remind it to you. And Drew Holiday, you know, had his problems with injuries in the past. He looks great. Listen, they're maniacal about shape. They're very smart about how they athletically handle themselves. I'll give him another 3 years, right? Like, again, as peak. I mean, Brook's playing well. He's probably not playing at his peak, but we don't need Brook Lopez at his peak, okay? These three are our peak. So it's 3 years max on these guys, and we can't count on that because, again, we just experienced a Middleton injury that effed up the playoffs last year. And Giannis is 27, so he's got some ball. But again, for prime, you know, athleticism, when you are no longer a rookie, when you are not quite the old wily veteran, you're just running at your best. Even myself as a non-athletic person, 27 was quite brisk for me. I was able to do a lot. So it's exciting, and I always leave us Bucks fans with just saying, appreciate this. This is one of the best teams that they'll have. I think they have something in the hopper. I would hope and maybe wouldn't be surprised if they moved on from Grayson Allen and tried to do some sort of package, but that'll be coming a little later, and hopefully he starts making more threes. I'm almost like, dude, make more threes so we can fucking trade you or whatever. So I could go through the last week, but you know what happened. I spoiled it already. They won all the games. Detroit 2 times. They did put up a fight the first time. Hawks, Knicks, and the fucking Nets all lay in the Milwaukee Bucks awake. Oh, God. They're so fun to watch. Amazing team. I know I was going to follow. The season is so long, and they don't have any rookies or anything, so let's just keep an eye on the team. Again, it's a long season. They're undefeated. Coming up is T-Wolves, Thunder, the Hawks again, and then the Thunder again. I mean, it's a little weak of a slate. I know they have the Sixers early, but again, you would hope maybe they'd rest some of these guys. Giannis might want the MVP and might not want to be on the bench very often. We'll see. That's up to him because he has earned it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the second sport going on professionally in the state of Wisconsin, the good old state of Wisconsin, which is, don't forget, it's daylight savings time this weekend. And whoo, I remember that being quite a switch back in the Midwest of when you get darkness at like 3 p.m. and then most of the days you don't get the sun at all. So happy daylight savings weekend as well. Don't forget to switch your clocks. You might miss the Packer game. So the Packers cover the spread against the Bills. 10.5 was the spread, by the way. Huge underdogs. And the Packers were scrappy underdogs. Now, that might be fun if you're a Detroit fan, a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, a rebuilding Washington fan. I think this gets overused in sports, and I try to not do the classic sports takes, but I will just say, what is the identity of this team? I mean, if anything, I will leave that Bills game with a shred of hope, if I could. A shred of dignity. The defense came up with a couple turnovers. They were pretty much fucking dead in the water. And they fought and they covered the spread. And for a team who wants to win the championship, it's not, you know, that's not a great thing to say. But it might have been some life. Run the ball for over 200 yards. I mean, that's the thing. Ball control, run. Packers are 8th in DVOA. So for your stat nerds out there, listen, It all comes down to this Lions game. I'm going to put it on it. I'm going to put it on this effing game. Because if they drop to 3-6 and they lose to the Lions, and they have legitimately tough teams coming up. They have McCarthy and the Cowboys. They have the Eagles. Oh, no. Kill me. Kill me now. This is their season, is the Detroit game. Because they beat Detroit. They maybe, you know, McCarthy's been known to blow it. So they have the Cowboys next week. Fight back to 500. And the only reason I even have a little tiny minuscule bit of optimism left is that the conference is terrible. And they could beat the 49ers. They could be, I don't know. I think Philly's going to be pretty tough, and we'll see him in a few weeks, but things could shake out, and then they could just get killed by the Bills again in the Super Bowl. It'll be fun. I mean, I'm saying I just want to keep doing the trajectory of the Packers losing in the NFC Championship game. Oh, God. But I'm usually not the optimist, but it's flipped so much of hatred. Like, it's so funny that I scroll ESPN like we all do, and it's like these talking heads will be on these shows and they'll have the clip and they'll have the little thing they say, and it'll be like, Scripple Dipple D says Packers aren't a championship team. It's like, wow, breaking news, everybody. A 3-5 team is not a champ. Shut the fuck up. But the smart people I follow through The Athletic, some smart reporters, they were worried about the Packers in week 2 and said this is not a championship team. And they've been right all along. The defense is a collection of shiny toys that do nothing together. There's been no thought, apparently, to team building or scheme building. And I ask again, what does this team do well and who is this team? To give you the old, I just ripped on those fucking daily ESPN guys, but what is the identity of the team? I ask you. We're halfway through the season. And I guess that's what I'm saying. They drop this one to the Lions. They're going against the Cowboys, which is going to be a tough matchup for them. Eagles is on the way. Miami Dolphins is down the bend. I mean, if you drop 3 games under 500 and have a rough slate going forward, even in this shitty conference, it's going to be bad. So I let me go through a little bit of what I want going forward. Just run the ball. I mean, that's why I'm thinking, like, what if, and I'll of course end with Rodgers. You got to end with Rodgers every time. But what if they just become a running team? It's fine. It's cool. It's great. It's not ball control, slowing it down. You would hope that the defense can have some pass pass defense to also slow the game down, but here we are. I like that they were running the ball. I liked what they were doing, and the offense actually hasn't been that bad. The defense has been terrible. The defense has been absolutely embarrassingly atrocious for what they were supposed to be. All these number one draft picks. Holy shit. Wyatt. Is that even his name? I don't remember. First round draft pick with a W. We haven't seen him. I was going to do Wyatt watch, and he doesn't even play. It's so odd. It's just an odd collection of a team right now that doesn't make any effing sense. It seems like they're stuck in between rebuild or win a championship. They tried to trade for Claypool. And it didn't work. Bears swooped in, those fucking assholes. Always the goddamn Bears. But no trades, and what are they going to trade for that's going to be like, whoa? I mean, Claypool would have been cool. It would have been fun. I like that. But I don't know, you guys. Are they going to be better than Dubes? Are they going to be better than Lazard? I don't know. You're not going to trade for anything for the defense. We have all these first-rounders who are amazing, right? Who just, like, give up running yards like it's a Farrah Fawcett. Tough to watch. And like I keep saying, just not a fun team to root for, not a fun team to watch. It'd be fun to see fucking, you know, A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones just get 30 carries each and just move the ball down the field slowly. Aaron takes 2 shots down the field per game. I mean, he's launching it on fourth. Have I got through everything else? Let me see. Because I do just want to end with Rodgers here. Because it's... I've spent a lot of time with him. All of us Packer fans have. I'm just tired of the body language bullshit. Dude, fucking... And it's like, well, that's his personality. We knew this was going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. I guess, can you be a little more sunshiny? Have the drugs worn off? Ayahuasca dude? Where's ayahuasca dude? Like, he's acting like a stoner who, like, hasn't had a hit in a week and a half. And it's just like, oh, God. Do you need some more ayahuasca, buddy? I'll bring you some. Someone will. I don't know. I work in entertainment. I know where to get the drugs most of the time. He seems so fucking pissed. He'll, like, there was a handoff to A.J. Dillon. It goes for 2-3 yards. Dillon actually got tripped up, but there was a lane. And Aaron's, like, going to the sidelines, like, shrugging his shoulders, dude. You're the leader of this team. You are a person who told us to R-E-L-A-X. So I'm telling you, you motherfucker, R-E-L-A-X, dude. Stop embarrassing your fucking teammates and looking the, huh? What'd you call that run? Dude, go to the fucking next play. He is a child. I don't like it, and I don't think anybody really likes it. It's so weird. They on national podcasts, they call him Sad Rodgers, and it is. It's like, dude, fucking, I don't know, be a leader and be positive and try. There is just a vibe from him that is very like, why did you even come back this year? But at the same time, it's so weird because... towards the end of the Bills game, because Aaron's out on the field and he's scoffing and he's like being a little bitch and he's fucking embarrassing teammates and he's embarrassing the coaching staff by shrugging it along. Towards the end of the Bills game, they went to Dillon and Jones on the sideline. I don't know if anybody else caught this. And they were laughing, smiling, and having a great time, which I don't mind. I think a lot of us are like, oh, you gotta put the game face on, blah, blah, blah. I guess I was just like, oh, shit. Aaron can be happy and smile. I just fucking haven't seen it all year, dude. He has been a huge douche chill and fucking scowling and, oh, I'm smarter than you bullshit, dude. I was happy. I was like, well, there's Aaron fucking smiling. Thank fucking God, dude. I would like to see him do that a lot more. I don't, the game aside, like, whatever it is, the dude's got to relax. If it's going to happen, this season is going to be a waste if they go down. Because they got a bunch of L's coming up, I'm telling you. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is my time. I'm weirdly, slightly hopeful for the Packers. And so we'll see how that starts with the Lions. So, ladies and gentlemen, just remember to...